Patrick Anderson is the best. Patrick Anderson is the founder and CEO of Anderson Economic Group. Patrick, always a pleasure having you on board, my friend.
Thank you, Paul W. That's a nice compliment from you.
Well, I mean it. You've been around a long time, and you are completely trustworthy. We understand when we talk to you, we're getting good information. You're concerned. A lot of people are concerned when, once again, we find that deaths in Michigan are outpacing births, and a lot of people are concerned, including economists.
Absolutely. And this is something that I've talked about for a long time. For many, many, many years, Michigan, like most civilized places, was gaining more people than we would lose. And by gain and lose, I literally mean births and deaths, as you're saying. But after 2020, we're now five straight years where we've lost more people than we've gained. If we didn't have any immigration, we'd be declining in population. So it's definitely something where, you know, us, like a lot of people, are saying, hey, we should have more population here, and we should try to attract people to live here and make it a better place that people want to stay and want to start a family.
Natural decrease is this population phenomenon. It's where deaths exceeded births. It's happening a lot of places. And it's interesting because when countries try to control the birth rate, like the most famous one would be China, when they had a one-child rule, now they're in big trouble, and they're trying to reverse it. It's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned one of the great tragedies of the late 20th century, which was China's murderous one-child rule. And I don't use that word. I don't want to use the word, but it was terrible what was happening in China, where people were disappearing, or they weren't showing up, or they were disappearing, and to comply with the Communist Party's one-child rule. India also went through not as bad an episode, where they were so concerned about a population emergency, and that they were, let me say, forcibly taking people and preventing them from having births. Mm. These are really terrible things that happen, and a lot of it had to do with this kind of elite conception that population was a danger and that more people was going to destroy the earth. Well, more people are what produces what we have on the earth. And the United States and many other countries in the whole history of the world shows you get more people, they're more industrious. They figure out how to grow more food. They figure out how to do more things. And that's, one of the things that makes the world great.
That person not born could have been the person who cured cancer, for example, if you want to really broaden the thought process. And before we use the coronavirus as an excuse, there were thousands of coronavirus-related deaths during the height of the pandemic. But we, as a state, Michigan, was trending toward this natural decrease prior to the pandemic.
We were going down, and you can look at the chart right here, headed down that way. And pandemic is over, and we're still below. So it's definitely something that we, and as you said, other places are trying to get more people to be born and to get families to form and have people want to live there and create families. And this is a big challenge for a lot of civilized societies now, and it's a problem for Michigan.
What do we do? I mean, how do we, guys like you and me would volunteer to help people procreate, but we can't do that.
So, here's something that we can do as leaders. Stop talking about people like they're a drain on the planet and start talking about people like they're the reason we have a planet. And some of this is religious, and in my faith, I think God made the world and put people on it. And wanted people to enjoy the world, obviously to be good stewards of it. But there's been a lot of educated talking down to people as if we're going to run out of carrying capacity on the earth. We are in no danger of running out of enough food or energy in the world. We're in danger of human governments in generally creating big problems. But humans are a blessing, not a curse. And I think more educated people lead people out of talk that way.
Humans are blessings, not a curse. God bless you, Patrick Anderson, founder, CEO of Anderson Economic Group. We always come away from our conversation much better off because you are so bright and brilliant and you help us understand so many things. Thanks, Patrick.
All right, Paul W., have a great rest of your day.
You do the same. 143 at 760 WJR.